pick up a tabloid today, you'll see all kinds of pictures and headlines, but you won't see the pictures of Prince Harry, those nude pictures of Prince Harry, third in line to the throne. He was snapped naked in his private hotel suite in Las Vegas with a mystery girl who also had no clothes on. Apparently they'd been playing strip billiards and the pictures were then put up on an American website. Now that website has had 68 million hits so far, and US broadcaster CNN and Canada CBC have shown all or part of those pictures. The prince has been criticised in some quarters. They say a gross error of judgment. Others think he was just enjoying himself like lots of young men his age. So what do you think, first of all, of what he has done, and secondly, the fact that not one British newspaper has published the pictures, although the Dublin Evening Herald has printed them. They say it's news, everyone's talking about it, and therefore they've published them. 08459 555 678, text 81771. On the line with me now is Jessica Brown, showbiz editor at the Daily Star. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Dickie Arbiter is a former Buckingham Palace press office. Good morning, Dickie.
Good morning.
Jessica, do you think that Harry has a right to privacy when he's on holiday in his own private hotel room, having, I presume, a private party?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is one side of the argument. He was in a private hotel room. It wasn't taken by a paparazzi, though, or someone doing their job. It was, the photo was taken from a friend. So obviously he put himself in that situation. He shouldn't really have taken a group of girls that he doesn't know from a hotel bar back to his hotel room, really. And, you know, he obviously wasn't thinking very much of the situation and was just having fun.
But then, of course, they weren't his friends. They were strangers he took back to his room.
Yeah, well, obviously, because you'd hope that if he had real friends, that they wouldn't have sold pictures to one of the biggest websites in America. But you've got to ask the question, you know, where was his security? Where was his bodyguard? And
where was his common sense?
Well, that's the thing with Harry, isn't it? And that's what makes him so lovable and why everybody can relate to him when he's just a young lad. I honestly believe that in his eyes, he was just having fun. You know, when he needs to stand up and do duties and represent his grandmother, then he's always there and he does the job spectacularly. But then on the other hand, in his own time, he lives his life like a normal 27-year-old lad.
Normal 27-year-old lad's photographs wouldn't be shot around the world on YouTube and on the internet. It's because he is a prince. It's because he's representing the royal family. And indeed, after doing such a good job, he was in the paper yesterday helping a friend who'd been mugged going to his rescue. He did a great job at the Olympics. He's been out fighting for his country, and now we have all this smut, basically, on the internet. Dickie Arbiter, Harry, you've described him, in fact, I think I tweeted this yesterday, he's a bit of a loose cannon, but it was a private trip and he shouldn't be left alone.
Well, no.
What's your view? I think Dickie's just fallen off the line. We'll dial him back up again. All we got was an oh no.
But I think he obviously took too much. He passed out.
We'll catch up with Dickie. We'll dial him up again. But he did tweet yesterday that Prince Harry shouldn't be left alone. He's a loose cannon, and you know, he shouldn't be left in that way. But the thing is, we're talking about it, and some of the newspapers have even reenacted the photographs. But the people here in the UK cannot see them unless they go online. The Leveson is looming over the newspapers here. They're afraid to print them. But do you think this is in the public interest, Jessica, that they should be available to the general public?
Well, I suppose it's not really in the public interest in the sense that they need to know. They have to see these photos. It's entertainment, and unfortunately for Harry...
Well, you're the showbiz editor at the Daily Star, so it's entertainment. Do you think they should be put in your page as entertainment?
Well, we did have a massive discussion about it yesterday, and obviously we were going to do it more that here's Harry having fun, and we weren't going to be nasty about him. It was just going to be for entertainment value. But, you know, there's far too many legal wranglings. And
so it was the legal side that you were frightened of?
Well, yeah, all the newspapers came together and we all decided as a whole that no one was going to run them. There's a lot of legal letters going around, and all the solicitors in the house were involved. And, you know, we don't want to annoy the palace at the end of the day. We love supporting the big events that they do. And if they feel so strongly against it, which they did, and obviously, you know, we have a duty to support the royals in our country as well.
You don't mind other pictures of people invading their privacy, but on this occasion, you're respecting Prince Harry's. Dickie Arbiter, apologies, your line dropped down at the moment as you were opening your voice to say, well, no. But I was saying you tweeted yesterday it was a private trip, but Harry's a loose cannon and shouldn't be left alone.
Yeah, it was a private trip, but clearly the results of yesterday showed that he shouldn't be left alone. With a few drinks, partying is fine. People were tweeting yesterday saying, well, he's a 27-year-old, he should be allowed to let his hair down. But he's not an ordinary 27-year-old. As you rightly say, he is a prince, he's the grandson of the Queen, and therefore he should be setting an example. And the things you can do, things you can't do. One of the things you don't do is invite a whole bunch of...
You have a cough, Dickie, because I was just going to say that, princes throughout history have got into trouble. If we go back to the abdication crisis and Prince Andrew's had a few photographs. I even think there was a photograph a number of years ago of Prince Charles, who didn't mean people to see him naked standing in a window, but he was there.
But you don't invite a whole bunch of strangers to your room to party up. And, it's all very well comparing to yesteryear, but today everybody's got a mobile phone, mobile phone has got a camera on it, and nobody can be trusted. And it certainly wasn't a friend that would have done that, because a friend wouldn't have done that. But can't be sure who did it. The fact is that it was done, and they've been flashed around the world.
Former Buckingham Palace press officers, you must have a bit of insight as to what will be happening there now. I mean, will there be questions asked about the bodyguards? Was it up to them to stop him, to rein him in? And, will the Queen be getting involved in this? Will she be calling him in?
No, the Queen won't get involved. I mean, largely it'll be a family matter, and the Metropolitan Police will deal with
She's his granny.
Quite clearly that they are there for security and to protect the person. But at the end of the day, they're also there to ensure that his hotel suite is secure. But if you invite a whole bunch of strangers, it is no longer secure. So therefore, they had a hand and should have had a hand to play in what actually happened and shouldn't have allowed it to happen. But that is something the Met Police will deal with. The other side of the coin is something that, A, the family will deal with in their own way, and he'll be severely reprimanded by his brother. The other thing that comes to mind is that the army will deal with it as well. As a regimental sergeant major at Sandhurst said that he will be interviewed by the commanding officer, but it will be without coffee, which means that he won't be allowed to sit down, he won't be given refreshments, and he'll be given a very severe dressing down for having let the regiment down.
Would another Apache helicopter pilot that this happened to, would he get the same dressing down, I wonder, though? Oh, is it just because he's the royal prince?
No, it's not because he's a royal prince, but because it's splashed all over the world. It's splashed in the media. If a similar thing had happened to a helicopter pilot and it had found its way to the media, he would get a similar dressing down. If you bring the regiment or squadron or whatever into disrepute, you are faced by your commanding officer and he gives you a severe dressing down. It happens to anybody, but the fact that these pictures travelled around the world at the speed of light and are very public is something that should never have happened, but it did happen. It's something that... you wonder about Harry sometimes. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's done terrific work during the year representing the Queen, being at the Olympics, being an Olympic ambassador. He is a very accomplished Apache helicopter pilot.
And one party and it's all down the pan. The thing is, we're not seeing the pictures here in Britain and UK. The pictures are not being shown in our newspapers. Should they be shown? I mean, are you today listening to us talking on the radio and thinking, well, I haven't seen them, like the 68 million people who've logged onto the internet? Why are the press protective, Dickie Arbiter?
What everybody is, they're all saying that Prince Charles has threatened legal action. What everybody's forgetting to mention very conveniently is that there is a code of conduct to the Press Complaints Commission, and that code of conduct is very clear in that, photographs may not be published that have been taken in private circumstances. There's also the sort of fallout from the Leveson inquiry, and that's the reason that the papers are not publishing, not because there's legal action, but because there is a PCC code of conduct that Northern Ireland doesn't come under.
Thank you for that, Dickie, and indeed Jessica Brown. We've got texts coming in. It's not like Harry's a priest, is it? Get off his case, says William in Whitehead. Leave Harry alone. He deserves to let his hair down after the contribution, not least with the maimed soldiers on the up-and-coming television programme. Someone else says, how come Harry gets so much time off from the army? Just enjoying himself. A lot of people saying he's just enjoying himself. Norman and Bangor, do you think it's just Harry enjoying himself?
Good morning, Linda. I see the papers with Crown Prince Harry. I would call him Clown Prince Harry because that's what he is, a clown. This is not the first time I've seen him rolling out of pubs drunk. And this man is supposed to be an ambassador for Britain and for the royals. And he just stumbles from crisis to crisis. And we have people here losing their jobs and losing their homes. How much money did this party cost the taxpayer out in Las Vegas? And where were the PR men that were with him? They should be sacked for letting him carry on the way he did.
Thanks,
it's just
Norman.
An embarrassment.
Thanks, Norman. Ian, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm just listening to all the people waffling on. I mean, if this was a celebrity, a footballer or someone who had appeared on X Factor or whatever, they press would be printing the photographs without a hesitation. And they would be reveling in it. Now, I mean, for all the talk of you can't do this and you can't do that, that is the basic level. They would be there to sell newspapers. If a serious footballer or a celebrity, as I've said, had appeared on naked with rambling with women, they would print those photographs without a hesitation.
And Harry, do you think the photographs should be printed? Or, sorry, Sydney?
Oh, you see what I'm saying. That I don't mind him out enjoying himself or anybody of these, but, I mean, is it his own money he's spending on buying these hotel suites? Or am I paying for it?
So you're more concerned about who's paying than what he's doing?
That's right. He seems to be on holiday for a month or more now in America. And every time he's on these big hotel suites, I mean, how much money does he get from the army? Is he paying for the suites? Or am I paying out of my pocket? I don't care if it's his own money.